This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Tel Aviv on Sunday on another Middle East tour to push for a ceasefire in Gaza, but Hamas terrorists raised doubts about the mission just hours after he landed by accusing Israel of undermining his efforts. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday, Israel is engaged in complex negotiations for the return of its hostages held in Gaza, but also has principles to uphold that are vital for its security. On his 10th trip to the region since the war began in October, Blinken will meet on Monday with senior Israeli leaders, including Netanyahu, a senior State Department official said. Ukraine continued to make gains in their incursion over the weekend, AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Ukraine has taken out a key bridge in Russia's western Kursk region and hit another one nearby, likely trying to cut off Russian supply lines. This happened about 2 weeks into their cross-border movement. Ukraine's Air Force chief and Russia's regional governor both reported Ukrainian troops have hit a second bridge over the Siem River. Russia's military bloggers acknowledge that the destruction of the first bridge will disrupt supply deliveries to Russian forces. Kiev has been tight-lipped on whether its troops intend to seek a foothold in the Kursk region, but hitting the bridges suggests an attempt to hinder a potential Russian counterattack in the area. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Sudan's government said it will send a delegation to Cairo for discussions with U.S. and Egyptian officials on Monday, keeping open the question of participation in peace talks aimed at ending a 16-month war. The government, controlled by the army, which is fighting the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces for control of the country, had said it would not attend the peace talks in Switzerland. This is VOA News. Tropical storm Ernesto churned away from Bermuda and headed further out in the northeastern Atlantic, but it still sent powerful swells toward the U.S. East Coast. Rip currents were associated with at least one death and prompted many rescues. The National Weather Service posted a coastal flood advisory and warned of a high risk for rip currents along the Atlantic coast through Monday evening, saying they can sweep even the best swimmers away from shore into deeper water. A warning extended from Florida north along the U.S. East Coast. U.S. President Joe Biden abandoned his flailing re-election bid just 1 month ago, and as the Democratic Party's fortunes have changed dramatically, this week the change will be on full display. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Heading into the Democratic National Convention that kicks off Monday, Vice President Kamala Harris, now the party's presidential candidate, is riding a historic whirlwind. Her campaign has broken records for fundraising, packed arenas with supporters, and turned the polls in some battleground states in Democrats' favor. And she also now has her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, by her side. But pollsters and strategists from both major parties warn that the sugar high of Harris's initial surge will wear off, leaving simmering divisions among Democrats on issues like the economy and the Israel-Hamas war, along with a fierce battle against Republican candidate Donald Trump.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Former U.S. President and current Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump zigzagged between economic remarks and personal insults at a rally on Saturday, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Donald Trump campaigning in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania Saturday, an important state in the presidential race, and attacking Democratic opponent Kamala Harris.
Most radical left person ever to run for office. This is not what this country needs. We're going to win back the White House, and we're going to take back our country.
The former president going back and forth between economic policy and insults, also saying he's ready to debate Harris.
She'll be easier than him.
Trump referencing President Biden there. The Republicans' remarks come as Democrats prepare to welcome Harris as their nominee at their convention this week. I'm Julie Walker.
Peytong Ton Shinawat, daughter of divisive former leader Thaksin Shinawat, became Thailand's prime minister after receiving a royal letter of endorsement on Sunday, 2 days after she was chosen by parliament following a court order that removed her predecessor. She replaces another leader from the same party at the head of a coalition that includes military parties associated with the coup that deposed the last government. I'm Joe Ramsey.